Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I've raised a lot of money for the next race that I assume I can't use for myself, but I'm not 100% sure.
President Donald Trump says he isn't joking about running for a third term. The Constitution expressly limits presidents to two. His allies, however, are reportedly exploring long-shot paths around the 22nd Amendment, such as calling another constitutional convention. Trump also says he's very angry with Vladimir Putin. The Russian president called for replacing the government of Ukraine with a UN body, which would halt progress on a peace deal. Trump is threatening tariffs on countries that buy Russian oil if ceasefire talks fail. The White House continues to downplay Signalgate. A new YouGov poll finds that 3 out of 4 Americans, including most Republicans, say the use of the encrypted but unsecured messaging app to discuss military operations is a serious problem. California Democratic Congressman Dave Min says it's not just a national security blunder, but also a violation of federal record-keeping law.
On Signal in the first place, they're supposed to be on secure government channels. And the obvious explanation, the only explanation, is that they're trying to set those disappearing messages so that they don't have to report to the American people what they're up to.
Many are calling for Congress to investigate why a dozen high-level administration officials use the text app and how a journalist came to be included in the thread. Getting the Republican leadership to agree to that looks extremely difficult. The White House continues to insist the detailed advance discussions of the military strike were not classified. New tariffs set to take effect Wednesday include 25% levies on goods from Mexico and Canada and 25% charge on imported cars and parts. UCLA economist Kimberly Clausing says that'll mean sharply higher prices for Americans.
On the consumer side, it's going to be the largest tax increase in my lifetime. And that's going to raise prices and reduce people's purchasing power.
Trump says he couldn't care less if manufacturers raise prices and says it'll boost American-made cars, although most of them include foreign parts. Folks are celebrating the International Trans Day of Visibility today, but with hundreds of bills targeting the rights of transgender people in the nation's legislatures, a Texas activist says for her it's more needed than ever. Jade Lenore LaDuff is the chief of staff at the Black and Trans-led Lavender Rights Project.
Especially for youth, to see that regardless of what's happening in our current political landscape, that we're still here, we're still advocating, we're still fighting.
Finally, special elections in Florida and Wisconsin tomorrow could prove how the Trump administration is being viewed by voters. Democrats hope to build on a victory in a Pennsylvania state Senate district they flipped after Trump won it by double digits last November. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.